Spotacular Tip Show, Map of the Week Zanzibar, Episode 37, week of December 4th, 2005.
Alright, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo 2 podcast. I'm your host, Boomer Jive.
And I'm Spellcheck.
And I'm Feel Thunder.
Feel Thunder in the house with us. He is the host of Game Talk over at, what is it, Game Talk Podcast?
Game Talk Podcast.blogspot.com.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool show. You guys should check that out.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, G.A. Lewis there, too.
Yeah, G.A. Lewis, man. Shout out to him. You guys do a good job on that show. But this is the Podtacular Tip Show, and this is where we talk about your general tips you send in, your tips for the map of the week, which this week is Zanzibar, favorite, classic. And we talk about your noob tips you send in, and the random tip of the week. So, a lot of stuff to cover this episode, so let's get started.
Yeah, let's get cracking. Get crack-a-lackin', my friends. I said a lot. I've been saying that a lot recently. I don't know why. Anyways, so you know, we have some noob tips. You know, the newbies, they like to, you know, get help because they don't know what to do. They don't know how to play. Time for the Podtacular newbie tip. Mr. Sinister. Kind of weird. It spells it without Y's instead of I's. Anyways, he says he's a general tip that only works after you've been killed. There's a 5-second respawn time. Instead of looking at your lifeless body, press A to see where your other teammates are on the map, and once you respond, you'll have a general idea to where your team's position is. You know, sometimes just looking at the icons on the map does not help. And this is actually a quality noob tip. Thank you, Mr. Sinister.
Yeah, totally. You know, what I do is I hold the back button to check everybody's kills and stuff, and then hit A repeatedly to cycle through the players. If you just keep tapping A while you're dead, you'll cycle through them. And this is really awesome for being able to tell where the person with the bomber flag is, and where everybody else is that's covering, where your sniper is, and all that stuff. So it's really cool to let you know what to do as soon as you respawn, where to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I use that as many times as I can, because, you know what, it really helps.
It actually does help, especially when you're doing team games. You know, for other games, like Rumble games, not so much. It just kind of tells you where your bad guys are, so you can work on that.
Pretty much. It's funny, if I'm playing Ghost Recon or something, I'll do that in Ghost Recon, and then I'm like, oh, this isn't doing anything.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Number Q says, noob tip of the week is download the 1.1 auto update in order to have a better chance of winning on Xbox Live. Thank you.
Wow, that's...
Talk about noob tip of the week. That's like first time online. Download the update. Don't have a choice anyway. Awesome. Well, moving on to some general tips here. We got one from Rancid75R. He says, always, 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 always fire an SMG in bursts. It increases accuracy and doesn't cause your reticle to rise.
I totally agree.
For the most part, I agree too, unless you're close range. If you're like close to mid-range, or if you're mid-range, then if you fire the SMG in bursts, it's just only slightly worse than a battle rifle. Because you can still take someone out at mid-range or close to mid-range with a SMG in bursts, so that's definitely a good tip.
Yeah, because in close range, I usually kill with one SMG firing in bursts, then when two people come at, when someone comes at me with dual SMGs and they just fire away, I kill them.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It is.
Crazy. Goo, that's crazy.
It is.
What's next?
Oh. Yeah.
I'll take this one. Crystal Donut 13 says, when firing rockets, jump before you fire. This reduces the possibility of the rocket going into the air and being completely wasted. And rocket ammo is hard to come by and it's valuable. Another tip is that if you find any D-levelers, that are like throwing their grenades at their feet, run into their grenades, and if you're lucky enough, you'll be given the option to boot them. This is good because, you know, D-levelers, you could get them out of the game quick and maybe win, and Also, he'll get both suicide and betrayal penalty, so if you can't get the boot option, they'll be delayed from the game, and maybe you could score, and then they'll come back, and then you can keep on repeating this.
Yeah. Oh. That's a good one. Yeah. Yeah, I never thought about that. Like that, you know, but if you boot them, you can't hold them up. No. So, and that's actually kind of good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Actually, there's also this one time, Sam and I was at my party, and we had, like, went to, was it multi-team, I think? Yeah, multi-team. And, since he was in my party, he was on another team, and I'm like, he's in my party.
I hate that.
So, I booted him from the party, and it booted him from the game. It ticked him off so bad.
Yeah, I heard about that, if you go with a party and then people in your party end up on the other team, you can just boot them out of your party, and it just, you know, your team wins.
It's not a good way to make friends.
Yeah.
But... if they're fun-loving guys, I'm sure they'll understand. Simulator like did.
Bridging someone out or whatever.
Now, that's not fun-loving.
No.
That's just wrong.
Unfair. So what's next, Spellcheck?
see, the 2 cheat says Covenant weapons are better for shields. You should try to keep one Covenant and one human weapon at a time. Covey's overheat, though. That means you need to keep your hand on the trigger, allow it to cool sometimes, you know, and just don't get stuck with one FMG because your plasma rifle's cooling down. Because this does have its advantages. Because you never have to reload. Just keep your head in battle. You know? If higher level players have taught me anything, it's that you need to know who is on your team. Smart people go into matchmaking with people they know. So you don't have to boot strangers. Your friends are hopefully trustworthy. You know, hopefully. I've realized that to win at neutral flag on Sanctuary, you need to have half your team rush the flag. One guy gets the sniper, another guy gets shotgun, and y'all know the drill.
Yeah. I usually just rush for sniper in case anybody else hasn't already done it. And just, you know, as soon as I get down that center part, just start sniping away, so...
Yeah, well, actually, on that map, in that game type, my team tends to form a human chain, and that works for us.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. It's just, you gotta have a sniper at least trying to take out their sniper, if nothing else.
Yeah.
So. Well, Nick of Time writes in, he says, after you lock onto a vehicle with a rocket launcher, quickly flip your view up and fire, so that you shoot the rocket straight up. If you do it right, the rocket will fly into the air and then track down the vehicle. With this method, the rocket comes in from a high angle instead of zooming horizontal to the ground, and this makes the rocket track much better. Also, there's much less chance of something blocking your rocket, like a rock or a hill in coagulation.
You don't know how many times that happened.
Yeah, I know, huh? You track something down and you bother, and it's like, man, I locked onto it, come on, I should have hit this. But anyway, he found this on Halo2Forum.com, which is a great place, he says, to post about Halo. That is, until Podtacular gets their own forums. We're working on.
So close. So close. You would not believe how close.
Well, Jet Pilot says, when you have good weapons and no chance of survival, jump off the edge of the level so that the opposing teams can't get the good weapons you have and you won't get a suicide penalty because the person will be still shooting you when you jump off. So this is, like, really good when you have, like, a sword on lockout or something. And, yeah, it's pretty good.
Good idea. Okay.
Or you could try throwing your good weapons to teammates.
True, yeah, huh?
Yeah.
You can switch something out. Okay, so that brings us to our map of the week, which this week is Zanzibar. And, dude, everybody loves this map. Except for people who are just tired of it, but whatever. I don't care. I really don't get tired of it because there's so many cool things to do on Zanzibar. It's just the different strategies just are all over the place. So, dude, real quick, I want to mention something that I found out the other day. I can't believe it took me this long to figure this out. Okay, you know on the seawall, how people get up there and snipe at the very top of that?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, I thought you always had to grenade jump up there. Like, throw a grenade on the, if your face, if your back is to the water and you're facing towards the base, there's like the right side of the seawall where you can throw a grenade and then grenade jump on top. Well, on the left side, you can actually get up there on that way without grenade jumping. If you're in front of the seawall, there's like a stairway that goes up, and if you fall all the way, it goes towards that hole where people snipe from or get the BR over there. Well, you can jump on the right side of that on the little wall that blocks it off from the rest of the field, and then you can jump on top of the roof on that, and then walk across the archway, and then jump right up onto that thing. Basically, approach it from the other side. And if you don't know what I'm saying, I'll have to show somebody sometime, but it's kind of hard to explain. But in any case, what I'm saying is you can get up there without having to either super bounce or grenade jump. Anyway.
I'll have to try that.
That's what I do. Okay. So let's just start on these.
We got one here from, this is regarding the map of the week from Filthy Noob. And he says, I just want to point out that Zanzibar is on the east coast of Africa. Africa is filled with lions and cheetahs, hyenas, and other beasts. So you may want to pick up the shotgun early on. You know, he hasn't seen any lions on the map yet, but, you know, be careful. You want to be ready.
That might be true, since, you know, they don't tell us stuff, you know, sniper, hidden ranks. So you might see a lion.
That's right. Yeah. Watch out for those. What's next?
There's some lions there. Be careful.
Careful. What else we got here?
You want to handle this one there, Fatal Thunder?
Alright, Code Star says, he has a defensive tactic for CTF or assault. When the round starts, one person should rush the rocket launcher, then that person should camp on the stairs defending the flag/bomb point. Another person should rush a sniper. When they get the sniper, they should go up the dirt mound on the side of Camp Froman, camp out there and stuff, and you can take out people from there. Another person should rush the shotgun below the rocket launcher spawn, and then rush for the active camo. Proceed to take out the enemy sniper and any other enemies on the seawall. The last person should grab the battle rifle in the base and then start to head out and follow the guy who has a shotgun, grab the enemy sniper, and spawn camp on top of the seawall. At this point, the sniper at Camp Froman should head onto the seawall to hold the enemy down and kill him. While this is happening, the Rocketeer, I like that word, The Rocketeer should stay inside and keep a lookout for enemies who slip by the spawn campers.
Cool.
Perfect. That's
spawn camping, kind of cheap, but it does work.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. Spawn camping is lame.
Well, on to one from Roach9. He says, if you're playing CTF on offense, first thing to do is get the big door open, and then just run in every time you spawn. For defense, get a sniper and hide at their base. This way, when the flag guy comes, you can pick him off and change locations.
Nice. Quality Jeverage says, you know, Zanzibar is a favorite map. He spelled it weird because, I don't know. I don't know how to spell it anyway, so what am I saying? In a one-flag CTF game, most offensive players make a fatal mistake. They try to escape with a flag by running out on the Camp Froman side of the map. Your team has lost all its vehicles. It's a very bad idea for the flag carrier, according to him. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
There is very little cover, meaning the enemy is free to rain hell on you from their turrets. Rather, if you have the flag, take the left side of the map to get home. Ridden with rocks and other forms of cover, grab the, take a little bridge all the way back home and, you know, get the active camo and everything. If you can get your team to stay with you on that side of the map, pretty safe all the way home. And, but if you're on defensive any type of objective map, use the Camp Froman sniper spot as much as possible. You have an awesome view of the entire base and surrounding areas. Even if you see an enemy entering the base, and you don't manage to snipe them, you can still tell your team exactly where he is. You know, just make sure you have a shotgun or something with you, or your enemy is trying to come take you out. So next time, keep on butt rushing, according to Quality Jeverage.
Oh yeah, dude, that reminds me of this one. He was talking about the camp from one side of the map. There's this cool tactic. I haven't seen anybody use it, except for me. Well, I actually found it out once in Magic. Anyway, here's the way it goes. Instead of on offense, when you're doing CTF, instead of trying to open the gate, try to intentionally keep the gate closed, and then grab the flag, run towards the gate, and throw it through the bars on the gate. And then have a Jeep waiting on the other side, you know, guy in the passenger seat grabs the flag, picks it up, and they're like, oh crap, we can't run after him because the gate's closed. So then they have to go all the way up the walkway and run around and then, you know, go over the top, and by that time you're long gone with the Jeep. So it works really good as long as you have someone waiting for you in the Jeep. And usually they don't know what you're doing anyway with that, so they're not going to, you know, give you too much of a hard time in the Jeep. So big tip right there.
Yeah, that is. Spartan1118 says, if you have the sniper rifle, go over to the bridge that is connected to the wall that separates the two bases. If you don't have the sniper, watch out for the enemy sniper that may be in the same spot.
Well, so,
it's just a little. Let's
go to the next one, too.
What was that? Get the next one, too?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. JR98664 says, one tactic I have found mighty useful is, especially when you have the bomb, is take the bomb and use the fan as an elevator. Most of the time, the other team already has gotten rockets and sword, and they won't really come up that way again. It is a good idea to crouch as soon as you can make the jump to their base from where the rockets are. You can usually drop down and at least get the bomb mostly armed before they notice. It helps of your teammates, but rush the into the base from the entrances. That way, the enemy thinks that you may be with them. Using the fan as an elevator can also help the...
Bad grammar is killing everybody,
yeah,
my friends.
It kills, man. So, next time fix that up. But using the fan as an elevator can also sometimes help you get rockets if you are quick enough. One time, I rushed a fan with a ghost, got rockets and sword. Their team just thought that another teammate had them, so I went into the base and wiped them all out.
Very cool.
Tried my best with the grammar.
Yeah, really, dude. Some of that was kind of messed up, so it's alright. Well, we got one from Paradox who writes in saying, take the rockets or Warthog or shotgun and shoot the pillars in the building. If there's a Warthog outside the gate, use it. Shoot through the gate if you can. If you must, use grenades. Make sure that you blow up both the bottom and the top. Once you've blown out the pillars, you can drive a tank in the base or stand on top, the blown out part, and then kill anyone that comes at you. When you're standing here, you're practically invincible, because the only way to come up and assassinate you is by the gate switch. So make sure you look out for the sword. I don't know about this, because there's so many ways into the base. I see what he's trying to do. He's trying to cover the gate side of the base, but you also got the two doorways at the bottom, and then you got the whole left side. If you're facing the base, it's on the right side, that whole entry up top there. And then you got the rocket area up top there. So there's like, that's like 1, 2, 3, and there's at least 4 entrances you're not covering with this this tank out the front. So I don't know.
Yeah. See, you know, you taking the second by GR? Boo? Are you gonna?
I'll go for it, dude.
Okay. Gemini Ace says, but the first thing you should do on an offense is rush with a ghost and get the big door open. Then you just rush with the hog, and just do this quick with the rocket guy. That team's gonna pwn you. On defense, get the rockets in camp. No, camp. In the little corner, right below the switch is to open the door. Crouch and wait for someone to come in and rocket them good. Rocket them good. You're pretty safe in the set spot unless a sword guy sneaks up on you. And also a good general team tip for this map is if your initial rush fails to yield a score, regroup. Don't just go off in different directions trying to grab a flag or plant a bomb by yourself. It hardly ever works and is a waste of time. Get coordinated, try it again. And he says he's just one of those guys that gets in by himself with SMG trying to grab the flag while it's being defended by the sword guy, rocket guy, sniper. You know, do as he says, not as he does, you know. Those people are like, get the sword! Oh. Well, why didn't you get the sword?
Because I'm a rocket guy. Oh.
Yeah, it's tough to overtake that when they got, like, three guys with all the power weapons right in the base right there. But all you can do is just get a coordinated team and try to find out where their guys are and, you know, attack them all at the same time, cause some confusion, get in there.
Yeah, I think we used that tactic against Clan Okinawa when we had that match back a long time ago.
Back in the day?
Ooh.
Yeah, back in the day.
What's next here?
Leprechaun69 says he has a tactic for Team Slayer on Zanzibar. No matter where your team starts, go to the beach. Everyone needs to go to the beach.
Go to the
Everyone
beach.
Stay the beach. Bring a suntan lotion. Okay, everyone stays at the far end of the beach, next to where the vehicles spawn. Appoint a good sniper, a BR person, plasma cannon person, and the last person gets a shotgun. The sniper and BR go upstairs on the walkway and wait for the other team. Position the warthog against the back stairs so that the plasma cannon can fire along the beach, but can be blown up to block the stairs. Blow up the ghost. The shotgun person stays at the back stairs. When the other team comes, the sniper and BR unload on them. The plasma cannon is used against ghost and stragglers of the other team. If the warthog is destroyed, then it also blocks the stairs and creates a difficult obstruction for the other team. The shotgun guy or gal covers everyone from a close attack and provides revenge for fallen comrades. The strategy works if everyone stays put. If one person wants to run around the map and become cannon fodder for the other team, then you can lose. Otherwise, this tactic works, because the other team cannot kill everyone at once, and usually they get taken out before they could do anything. Also, watch out for grenades. The kills will not be high for everyone, but the team wins.
Pretty cool idea, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I notice when people get the lead and they run out on the beach, it's really hard to take them out, because they got like four or five guys concentrating the long-range fire at the same time. Forced to contend with.
Yeah.
All right, so what else we got here? Let's see, it looks like we got one from Nick of Time, who says, in my opinion, this is one of the best maps, as it is versatile and fun to play on. This is another one of those maps where the sniper can be a dominant weapon in a good player's hand, so grab it whenever you can. People super bounce here a lot, unfortunately, so it's good to know those super bounces if you need to get to them, but usually a good sniper can kill them without having to do it. On offense, it's essential to rush the Froman sniper. Sniping defender through the gate can really help the offense. This is also one of those few maps that lacks the noob combo. Just a good thing to remember. The defensive team starts with a lot more decent weapons than the offensive team here. Don't forget to get these weapons when on defense. Sword, shotgun, rockets, and sniper. If you can't find any of these, there is a BR at the top level of the base and two plasma rifles, one by the rock and one near the top turret. The gate is a crucial factor in this level. One time when on offense, it's good to keep it closed, then pass the flag through to a carrier waiting outside. This should buy you some well-needed time, that's what I was talking about. Rushing with the ghost can really have some good turnouts. Just make sure you go right away, as the defender usually gets the rockets right after you're in the base. And use grenades to knock down the sword on offense. This could really cripple a lower skilled defense due to the fact that the sword is a great defensive tool. Don't forget that a Wraith is on during Covey game types, and the offense should rush it right away, as it's a great offensive tool, but it can also really help a defense. If you destroy the pillars around the flag spot, you can fit the Wraith over the flag, so they must move or destroy it before being able to reach the flag. And I guess that's what Paradox was talking about, putting the tank on top of the flag spot. I thought he was using it to shoot through the doorway there. But yeah, good tip, man. Right on, thanks, make a time.
Yeah. See, the Drez. A nice little name. The Drez says, hey guys, love your show. My tip for Zanzibar is do the super bounce when you're on defense, especially when it is assault, because it is super easy to throw a couple nades down at the arming spot and blow up the bomb armor. Also, another fun thing he likes to do is We just screwed around, and he's on offense. He likes to rush the base with the ghost, you know, go to the left side of the base, run up that little opening, grab the BR, break the glass, and do that little super bounce. You know, it's priceless when it works, because you get to own all the guys in the base, and they're like, hey, where's this guy's unithrum? And they're like, oh, I don't know! You know, so keep up the good work, and I'm not going to say go apply it to those sticks, because I don't like them. Giggity, giggity!
Yeah, spell check's on pod 2, but
pod 2.
Got the little rivalry going on between our multiple different clans. We have 7 clans now, and everybody's facing off for top clan levels. So, of which pod 1 rules, by the way.
Oh, what? Oh, what?
Yeah, just thought I'd put that out there.
Nuh-uh.
Spell check, you do know you guys dropped to a 15.
Well, you know, we just gotta get back in the groove, so.
We're getting closer. Yeah. Alright, guys, Sunburn Halo says, go for the sniper on the outside of your base. Do this at the beginning of the game, and you'll dominate if the other team. That doesn't make sense, but.
Yeah, exactly. You'll
only dominate if you move after every sniper shot. And that's his tip. And remember, butt rush the base.
Butt rush it.
Yeah.
Rush it.
Well, we got one from TheTCheat, who writes in saying, if you're on defense, you may realize you have a Warthog. For some reason, a lot of people miss this. Use it to stop a good rush by the offense. Sniper plus Camp Froman equals a good view of the entire map. And yes, spell check, head does equal dead. For a good offense team, you really don't need to open the gates. You can throw the flag through the gate. Very useful if the enemy isn't expecting it. That's probably the third time we've said that, but hey, it works. Rockets are by the big fan. Sniper is on Camp Roman, so go pick those up. Okay, and he has a cool sniper spot here. Head to the area with the two ramps close to each other near the beach. Jump on top of the arch-looking structures. At one side of the structure, there's a little slanted piece of land. You can easily jump up onto it and snipe from it. Another one that's not handy at all to do, but still fun, he calls it Tank Pinball. You need a game with overshields and a scorpion tank. Drive the tank around the other side of the big fan. Drive the tank into the path of the fan blade, and if you jam the tank between the fan blade and the little support structure for the bridge, the tank will go crazy. You do it right, the tank ricochets off of walls, the map, ceiling, and the invisible walls. Just don't die, or it takes forever for the tank to respawn. A very good time waster. If driving a hog over the dirt ramp through the fan blades, try to time it so that you don't hit the blades. Kind of like don't get hit by the train. Try to get rockets. One of those nasty ghosts going after your hog, just take him out with the rockets. Is the defense camping with a hog right in front of the gate? Not anymore. Another thing, don't let the enemy get the sniper, because a lot of this map is open terrain. Even the other team's sniper is almost giving him the game. And use the blast cores to your advantage. Need ye say more?
Yeah. Those blast cores, you know. What can I say? They're awesome. Painkiller 05! He says that he loves the map. When on defense, rush detective camo. That way you can eliminate enemy stealth. You know, maybe. Killer shotgun and sniper guys? Huh? Maybe? I don't know. Actually, it is pretty good. El Nene.
El Nene.
How do you say that? El Nene?
El Nene. I spelled it out last time.
El Nene. 350. El Nene 350. Says.
350.
Okay, this is what he does in every objective game on Zanzibar. If he's on offense, he'll run up the broken stairs, get the BR, then run into the tunnel on the left and head for the opening. There you should see the other guys hitting the sniper, you know, just like chuck one frag in him, and core thingies will blow up, and deals, and boom, and yeah. If it doesn't kill him, then just shoot him once or twice with your BR to finish him off, then run quickly and get the sniper, look for the guy getting rockets, you know, a lot of times he can just see him go, pow, snipe him. You know, if you're successful in sniping him, then run up the dirt mound on the side of Camp for Romance, type out any other bad guys. You know, they're just foolish enough to even try and kill you. Once, after killing about 5 guys to your sniper, they will be discouraged to come after you, and every once you kill the rocket guy, they'll be most likely to be dropped. So tell your teammates to come and get them. If you're able to do everything,
you know, I just said, and he just told me, you'll have both Sniper and Rockets in your possession, plus the other team inside of their base waiting for you. So, this is his strategy for offensive and objective game, so. Nay-nay. You know, he knows how to play this game. He's the pimp.
Nay-nay 350.
Nay-nay 350. Yeah.
350. Okay. He also has another short tip. For defense, when on defense, on objective games, run up the stairs. From there, you can go up the ramp towards Rockets, to the left where the BR is, and where people like the super jump, or to the right where the big hole is in the wall. Well, go left, and before you get to the hole, to your right, there's a door that leads outside. Hide there in the door and wait. Sooner or later, the camera guy should walk by the door you're hiding in to open the gate. Then you can assassinate him as he walks by, and no more camera guy.
Nice sound effects, dude.
I know.
So Bob Bolich writes in, and he's kind enough to give us the phonetic spelling of his name. He says he has some tips for Bardazanzi, which is, I guess, the Spanish way of saying Zanzibar. On CTF or Assault, never take the hog. Always get one person to get the ghost up to the camo. And then the camo guy can either go get the flag, killing the rocket guy in the way. Only when the rocket guy is dead or the camo guy has the rockets, all the other players get the hog and drive it to the base like a warthog on acid. This is kind of like an eagle on speed or something. Then either defend the bomb guy or take the flag to your back. Number two, on a match of zombies, there is a way to get on top of the wheel without super bouncing or doing any type of glitch. I want to hear this. What you do is this. Use the propeller to get on top of the bridge that you can knock down. Then, if you're facing in the direction of the explosive hinge, go to the top right corner. Get to the very end of it and then turn 90 degrees to your left, then directly up at the wheel. If you look closely, you can see the wheel is not actually round but is made of lots of straight sides, polygons. Look down to the next corner and jump towards it. Now you're up there and convince a teammate to blow the hinge so now no one else can get up. Oh. Cool.
Haha.
Yeah. See, Dark Monk writes in. He says, in Slayer game, get the sniper on your side and try to get on the other team's sniper. You know, the sniper is the seawall or by the active camo. The active camo is very good for bomb games. You can go in, open the gate, and then on the bomb. Also, get the rockets. You can take the stairs from the base and get with the gate to get rockets. A lot of people don't know that there is rocket ammo in between three rocks by the gate base. And get the sword if you can. It's inside the windmill and can come in handy if in a CTF assault games, you know. When playing assault games, go around the right past the shotgun. Driving the warthog is just going to get you blown up by the rockets. And vice versa for CTF. You know, running through the middle is the easiest way to get killed, you know. So go left, grab the camo, and survive.
You must survive.
We'll survive.
Hopefully you do survive. And Expanded Flames tip for Zanzibar is to know that whenever someone is on the bridge to the center of the fam, the bridge always creaks. So be aware of that, and be careful if you're going for the sword. Or you can be at the bottom of the big fan and throw a sticky in where the sword is so that the sword comes out to you. I think that may work with frag grenades too, but I'm not sure. But and you could damage or kill anyone in the hidden square who's going for the sword. Alright, that's it for him.
Pretty cool. Actually, yeah, you can. You can throw a frag grenade, but you have to throw it at like a 45-degree angle. So that it bounces off the walls and it doesn't bounce right back at you and blow up right in your face. Ah. Yeah. Well, we got one from Shark, SH4RK, saying that crossing the bridge into the fan makes a lot of noise and immediately lets everyone know that someone is coming into the base. Need some WD-40 on that, man. Therefore, instead of blowing up the bridge, jump onto one of the blades as it comes past and then jump down to the rocket spot. That's what the guy was talking about earlier with the bridge, or the blades being an elevator. You can achieve total surprise, and if you've got active camo and shotgun, you can wreak havoc inside the base, allowing an easy bomb arm slash flag steal. Call.
Yeah. Yep. Anyways, Painkiller writes it again. He's cool like that. Says, you know, not in big team battle. This map is crazy for big team battles. So with so many people, assault and TTF are sometimes impossible. The best strategy is to have the whole team rush the hole in the right side of the base and easily, you know, clear it out.
You know, I was reading that, and I was like, you know, that's actually a really good idea, because if you get a whole bunch of people and then just break that glass and then take out all the guys, like, camping and waiting for someone to show up at the plant spot, then you can just get in there and, you know, take care of it, and then you got all the power weapons taken out, so you're in good shape. So try that.
Yeah, but if you're looking at the front of the base, no one really goes in the left hole, so I like to go in there.
That's true, yeah, they usually go through the right. Yeah. Point.
Yeah.
Okay, what else we got here?
Yeah, I'm not gonna save his name, right?
Wojimohoitz.
Wojimohoitz.
Wojimohoitz, okay. He has an offensive flank strategy. Have two people at the beginning of the round rush the sniper at Camp Froman. The third player will grab the offense sniper. The fourth will grab the active camo and go into the base. The two with sniper stay outside and cover the left, facing the beach from the base door. The other two people will try to bring the flag out that door. Once the flag is out the door, it is extremely easy to capture it because the snipers can easily kill anyone following the flag carrier. Also, since it is on the invisible side of the door, the attacking players will spawn closer, usually just behind the active camo. He has never failed to capture the flag on Zanzibar with three competent teammates using this strategy.
Yeah, three competent teammates is key there. Totally.
Yeah, you need that.
Well, let's move to our random tip of the week this week.
Oh, I've been looking forward to this all week.
Oh, man, this is so awesome. Why don't you go ahead, Spelljack?
All right, Bobolich, he says, Dear Poptacular, you know, he's got a tip for Bubble Wrap Popper Deluxe.
I love that game.
That's actually one of the new games. If you can get it for the 360, like, you know, the Hexic, you know, the games you can download.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's like one of those. And when popping the bubbles, you know, do it row by row. Watch out for the D-rankers, you know, because they have mods where they push the left top trigger, which is actually the black, I think.
Yeah,
they play plus that, and then, like, it's, like, super popping slow for you. But for them, it's like...
They're, like, so, pop masters.
Yeah, they're pop cheaters. It's like putting bubble wrap in something that squishes stuff. Anyways, keep on popping, you know. Drip them on the pot, bobble itch.
Sweet.
No, I'm just kidding. I was awesome. Kidding. Oh,
you're totally
that makes
around,
me feel
man.
Good now.
Wow. Yeah, so like the 360 version has like the enhanced graphics for Bubble Wrap Popper Deluxe. Yeah.
Sip on the...
Yeah, it's like a rhythm game of bubble popping. Yeah, it says when faced with multi-button poppers, try using one finger because this reduces the chance of pressing the wrong button, therefore inflating another bubble. You want to do that. And with combo button bubbles, if you don't get the right combo the first time, move on and come back for it later. Keep up the good popping. Right. Yeah, so that's our random tip of the week. Make sure you guys use that one so that you don't get faced with modders in Bubble Wrap Popper Deluxe. It's crazy.
We also have some bonus tips. Some bonus extra random tips, too, this week. Like Danil. This is the notorious singing fan. We love Danil. Danil's our pimp. I swear. Anyways, Danil, he says, you know, when tying your shoes, the rabbit goes through the hole, not around the hole. Silly. See, I don't have that problem. Velcro shoes.
I still use the bunny ears method.
The bunny ears?
Yeah, you know when you make the two bunny ears and you tie them.
That's what he's talking about, dude. Rabbit goes through the hole.
No, no. There's the rabbit and there's the bunny ears. They're two separate.
Oh, these
things.
Are two separate. Okay, I'm not familiar with the different rabbit slash bunny ears different concepts.
Yeah,
I just like tie my shoes in, like a knot. Well, not my shoes in a knot, my laces. I tie my shoes in a knot too, but it kind of hurts sometimes. So, yeah, doesn't turn out so good.
Yeah. Oh, and JVB, you know, says, you know, Zanzibar was the map that spawned Team Bubble Bath. You know, and when you're playing Team Bubble Bath, make sure you jump around singing "I'll Tumble For Ya" by the Culture Club. Actually, my favorite song by Culture Club was "Karma Chameleon." So, okay. That's over. I know it's over a lot of your guys' heads, but you know. But Bubble Bath at Beaver Creek also might be good, too. You know, this will confuse the other team and force them into a cha-cha trance. And it's beautiful, it works beautifully if everyone does it all at once. So,
yeah.
That's random. Random if you've never listened to an older show. Yeah.
Yeah, and do a Master Chief line dance, and that works well, too. Well, that's the show, guys. That brings us to the end of another Podtacular. And coming up next show, we're going to be talking about the customs and call-ins, where we talk about your custom games, of which we have plenty. And playing back some voicemails we got during the week, talking about Tales from the Foxhole, and some shout-outs and different things like that. So stay tuned for that. Until then, I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm Spiel Chick.
And I'm Feel the Thunder.
On trucking frags with trucks in them.
Woo!
Yeehaw!
There's only one thing left to say.